title, so we have that on the recording. Why don't you go ahead and do that?
Sure. Let's see. I can just talk a little bit.
Just tell us who you are, and so we can hear how to pronounce your name and sure. what your title is. So that would be great.
Sure. My name is Kara Suffredini, and I am the executive director of Mass Equality.
Would you pronounce your last name again slowly?
Sure. Suffredini.
Suffredini. Suffredini. Okay. Just
very Italian.
We
yep.
get it right when we go on the air. It must be very happy today about this vote. How shall we begin? What's, your kind of basic statement on the vote? We'll start with that. Go ahead.
Sure. Yeah, well, we are, we certainly applaud the president for putting so much political capital behind the bill. And, we applaud the Senate and particularly senators who crossed the aisle, including our senator, Senator Scott Brown, to make this vote happen.
What is this going to mean for gay servicemen and gay men and women who might be thinking about joining the military?
Well, at the end of the day, it's going to mean that everybody is going to be able to join the military and serve with integrity. And it's going to be, it sends a great message to anybody who wants to join the military, particularly lesbian, gay, and bisexual people who want to join, that they can join, they can serve with integrity, they can serve openly, and they can do the job. And that's ultimately what matters.
Senator Scott Brown ultimately supported the bill. I guess there was some question about whether he would. What did you have to say to Senator Brown now that the vote's in?
Well, we certainly applaud him for taking the vote that he took. We worked very hard over the last year to get him to that place. We sent we made almost 2,300 phone calls to change his mind. We sent 110 handwritten letters. We arranged almost 30 meetings with veterans so that he could hear from folks who really wanted him to make sure that he made the right vote. And at the end of the day, we're glad that he finally decided to join the supermajority of Americans, the supermajority of Massachusetts residents, and the supermajority of service members themselves who really support repeal of the policy.
Do you have any thoughts on how the repeal of the policy might have larger implications for the rest of society as gay soldiers and lesbian soldiers and so on are allowed to serve openly? Do you think that will have a larger impact?
Absolutely. I mean, I think the act of repeal is what has the large impact. If you look back at lesbian, gay, bisexual, and transgender history, it wasn't that long ago that openly gay people couldn't work in the federal government at all. It was seen as some kind of a security threat or, at risk of blackmail because people would find them out. And fast forward to today, and after decades of work, and particularly decades of work on this law in particular, it's a tremendous statement for our government's largest employer to say, not only can you serve openly, but we actually believe you can do your job, and we want you to be able to do your job in the best way possible. And the best performance means allowing people to be open about who they are, about who their families are. It's fantastic. It's just fantastic.
All right. Well, I think that's it. Is there anything else you wanted to add that I didn't ask about?
No, I think you covered everything, actually.
All right, great. Kara, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Appreciate your time.
Congrats to you.
All right, thanks. Bye.
Thanks. Take care. Bye.